Okay then, so joining me on the peak kite is the Derbyshire Falcons head of women's cricket, John Dyson. John, thank you for joining us. How are you doing? You okay?
I'm okay, thanks, Matt. Yeah, good to chat again. Yeah.
Yeah, great to have you on, and well, we can go through the well preparations for the 2026 season ahead. So, and that is my first question, really, John. How have preparations gone? I'm sure it's still very, very busy at the moment, but how are the preparations going for the campaign ahead?
Yeah, really pleased. So far we've made some new signings. So we've got a squad of 24 this year, which is slightly bigger than last year, with 11 new players. There's a mixture of loan players and new players. So we've took some players on loan from Warwickshire, from Nottinghamshire, Yorkshire, and Essex. So yeah, so really excited. Got some exciting young talent training with us at the moment.
Yeah, I think I read before in an interview you did before about how important the loan market has been. Is that something that you sort of nailed down as a target very early on that you need to make more out of the loan market, you know, ahead of this you know, second season in this new revamped format of the domestic women's game?
Yeah, it was. We stuck at it last year with our homegrown players on the back of a national T20 Cup. So we were quite positive that we'd got the right players. But as the season played out and everyone else was kind of tapping into the loan market, we were kind of outgunned, really. You know, we were playing against tier one players who were all out on loan. So it was a decision we made early on this season just to recruit some young players, a combination of players that we can still develop, but also players that we can take on loan that hopefully will have an instant impact.
What would you say, obviously, now that you've had time to reflect on last season? Obviously, it was a tough campaign, but there was lots to take from it, and it was a very, you know, important learning curve for everyone at the team. What were sort of like your main lessons to sort of take away from it and you know, hope for an even more successful 2026 season ahead?
We were keen last year just to get some real strong structures in place off the field. So in terms of staffing and facilities and access to training, so it took some time just to make sure that was all set up and robust. It would have been nice to have a couple more wins, but we got two last year in T20 cricket. So yeah, you know, we were kind of it became evident that we needed to strengthen the quality and the depth of the squad. So although we had good phases in some of the games, it was quite a catastrophic drop off. It there was a quick turnaround, and we very quickly found ourselves going from a strong position to a very weak position. Yeah, so just the new squad that we've got now just offers that more depth and quality and the ability to stay in games for the whole day, really.
And you think that now that there is more depth, that also provides a bit more sort of healthy competition for the team as well. Do you think that will play a big part in the season ahead?
Yeah, definitely. We've trained really well this winter. There's been a marked improvement in skill levels from the existing players, the players that we retained, and also the new ones are coming in and they're trying to stamp their mark on it. And everyone's desperate to play. And you know, we can only pick 11 each game, and we've got 24 players, so there'll be competition for players. And it's just driving standards up. I've been really pleased so far with the commitment from the players, as you would expect, really. Yeah, I think, well, so we're in a position where completely different to last year, where we can almost pick a T20 side and we can pick a 50 over side, and we didn't have that luxury last year. I think the players are putting skills on display that are now kind of lending themselves more to one format or the other, which is good. That's a really promising sign.
And at this moment in time, so at the moment of recording, we're still just you know, before March at the moment, but do you have any sort of specific targets for the season ahead, or you know, do you not work that way? Is it more sort of like taking it a game by game approach for yourself?
Yeah, it's the kind of long-term target still. So we're still a young side, we're still a developing side. We're only in year two for 2026. So I'm not going to put pressure on players by saying, right, we need a top three finish, or we need to get to finals there. I think we'll stick to our processes. We've got some real clarity now in our values and behaviours, and we'll work hard on our processes and we'll kind of let the outcomes play out. There's a big piece of work this winter in terms of how we hold ourselves accountable for our own actions, really, and not getting too tangled up in winning games. But let's compete in games, and let's value what we hold dear and put on display the stuff that we're doing during the winter. That will be my only request of the players. I guess the pressure's on me, really, in terms of results. The kind of finger gets pointed at me, but that's fine. I'd rather take that than put the pointing the finger at the players and demanding wins. I think we've got a group of players that will win games of cricket this year. I'm sure of that.
And I noticed, well, I think it was very early on this year. I think it was in like mid-January when it might have been announced. But just for any Derbyshire fans that might have missed it, Paul Borrington has been added to the coaching setup for the women's team. I'm sure many Derbyshire fans will recall he was part of the Derbyshire team that won the County Championship Division Two title back in 2012. What does he bring to the table, and how much of an asset will he be?
I've known Paul a long time, so it was great to finally get him to come and give us a hand. But he'll bring a calmness. He'll bring his experience of scoring runs, and the way that he scored runs, that kind of building on foundations and seeing the kind of the bigger picture of the game rather than getting lost in the here and now, really. So Paul has a calmness around his coaching style, and I think that'll rub off well on the players. We've also kind of recruited John Clare as well, which is kind of hot news off the press. So it's so 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 John again was part of that winning side. So really pleased in terms of structures off the field. That's as I kind of mentioned earlier, that we're very keen to get things set up in terms of the fabric of the club. And the coaching team's in a really, really strong place now, yeah.
Fantastic. Already an early exclusive then for for
Absolutely,
the
yeah.
very first Peak Height interview.
Yes,
Fantastic.
yeah.
And just on a sort of like in a wider picture, how confident are you that this will be a huge year overall for women's cricket? Because obviously there's the T20 Women's World Cup that takes place in England this summer, but how huge could it also be in terms of the impact that can that it can have on the domestic women's game as well?
Yeah, I mean the game's just growing at such a pace. It's incredible how fast it's growing. So this year I'm sure we'll see an even bigger spike. And we've spoken to the players about the responsibility that they have in terms of not only representing Derbyshire and a club that started in 1870, and but also responsibilities for the roles that they play for young girls that are watching. We were the most streamed tier two side across the country. So there's obviously a lot of people watching Derbyshire Women. And it's just important that our players recognise that and kind of enjoy the experience that they currently find themselves in and recognise it won't last forever. But while they're there, what kind of impression can they make on people that are watching them?
And just finally, John, in addition to that, because I've been to one of these match days before where you go in early and you've got a women's game or a men's game first, and then you've got a women's T20 game involving one of the same counties. I know Derbyshire, I think, have got a couple of match days like that. How big is that towards boosting the women's game as well? Because I remember when I went to one of these match days, great experience. You basically got a ticket for two matches. You can have an extra drink, which is always good while you're watching the games. How big is that to boosting the women's game too?
Yeah, again, it's an opportunity. We put ourselves on view. we behave as strong role models for young girls watching. We want people to come in and watch. The players love the crowd being in, particularly the build up to the men's game. That helps, as you say, if people are coming a little bit earlier for what in effect is a free game then. That's all part of the building the brand of the game and the marketing value of the game. And it's not always just about winning and losing. I think it's really important that our players recognise that at this moment in time they have an opportunity to leave an imprint on the game, really. And hopefully they'll look back on that with great pride, and not necessarily how many runs did I score or how many wickets, but also what did I leave behind that I can now see young girls playing and enjoying it as they are doing themselves. Yeah.
And of course, you will have another game at Queen's Park in Chesterfield when it's the Chesterfield Festival of Cricket. Obviously, I'm massively biased because I'm from Chesterfield, but it is the greatest cricket ground of them all. You must be delighted to have another game back there again in the summer.
Yeah, we love playing at Chesterfield. We really do. It's a great atmosphere. The crowd's fantastic. It's a beautiful setting. The frustration for me is that we can't get more games at Chesterfield. That's because we do enjoy going up there, and we're made welcome. It's a great club. As I say, a beautiful, picturesque ground. We can't wait to be a part of the festival week again. Yeah.
Okay. Well, great stuff, John. Thank you so much for joining us on the Peak Kite and just giving us an insight into how the prep is going for the 2026 season ahead. And if we don't speak to you before the first match, of course, best of luck for that opening game. So, thank you very much, John.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, thanks very much.